stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Sharon, have you got any words of wisdom for our listeners tonight?
We're already in the hard times of the end days before Jesus comes back. There are very troubling times ahead of us that many are not prepared for. I think we're going to see the grid go down and food will be impossible to get without the mark 666. It looks like it will not be long until they force the mark on us. All these people getting tattoos may be a sign of how close the end day is.
Thanks, Sister Sharon. My, how true it is. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. The second half of the tribulation. Antichrist demands worship. Silence in heaven. Don't take the mark. Don't take the mark. Praise the Lord, my friends, as I expose the false. Are you ready tonight to hear about the truth? As you already have heard on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, and we're going to give you some more. Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. John chapter 16, verse 33, which reads, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Watchman comment, if he's overcome the world, don't you think he can overcome a little tribulation? My. And please know that until then, the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. It's not coming, it's here. And those who listen to this program would truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, just pray, and like any true church, you will help keep Signs on the air. I need some people to fill in the gap for those on the East Coast who went through Hurricane Sandy. They may not be able to give for a while. Can you fill in the gap? Thank you. Now for another Last Days, End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Version. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. "Looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." Watchman comment, my. Don't you know that being bitter defiles those around you? The last days are not any longer coming, my friends. They're here. Just like on those fire evacuation maps in the mall or motels that say, "You are here." However, in the 666 end days, you cannot exit on your own. You must wait for Jesus to come, and Jesus, and only Jesus, can give you the call to evacuate before the fire comes upon this earth. As this verse says, looking diligently is the key in a motel to escape a fire, and looking diligently is also key to evacuating the heavenly fire that is about to hit earth on Jesus' return. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, "Looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." If you allow a bitter root in your life, it will defile you, and while you are so troubled, you will not be looking diligently, and Jesus may come and go without you noticing. Revelation chapter 3, verse 3, "Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee." My dear listening friends, those that are diligently looking shall see this. Luke chapter 12, verse 27 and 28. "And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching and ready? Enough said. Get right. Get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get ready on tonight's program as we go about proclaiming, "Come soon, Lord Jesus." Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends." 1:7.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Turn not back, says the Lord. Look not to the right nor to the left, for the day of the Lord is at hand, says the Lord.
Yea, that there's a champion coming. Hallelujah! There's a champion coming into thy camp, saith God. Yea, he is coming forth, saith God. He is coming with power, saith the Lord. He is coming in might and strength. He will not be defeated, saith the Lord. He shall defeat the Antichrist and the armies, yea, even of the nations that oppose him even this day, that have set forth and have set a standard against him. Yeah, there is many Antichrists in the world today, saith the Lord, but there is one coming to lead, saith the Lord, and he shall oppose the Lord Jesus Christ, and that will be his downfall, and it shall be your victory when you shall march with me and shout with me, saith the Lord.
Now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My, on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except that I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? Watchman comment. For this verse tonight, I will use myself as an example. You do hear on this program, at times, tongues and interpretation. I have explained many times that Scripture encourages tongues and discourages the forbidding of speaking in tongues. For Paul wrote he wished that all would speak in tongues. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 tells us that tongues are one of the signs that should follow them that believe. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 lists tongues as one of the giftings of the Holy Ghost. And also 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 lists tongues as part of the spiritual giftings to be found in the true church. But Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5, I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, and that the church may receive edifying. Paul also said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than ye all. So there you have the true truth about tongues and prophecy. They are biblical. Paul was proud of being able to speak in tongues more than all the rest. And they belong in the church, and do not let false teachers tell you otherwise. And finally, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39, Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Enough said, get right and get ready. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen and amen. Philip in Ohio has in the Spirit of the Lord sent his WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water love gift. And I bless him for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. My. Because without those love offerings, like Philip's, I can't be on the air. And you would not hear this program. And that's the truth. Father, bless Philip and meet his every need, Lord, and also bless all the others who make each of your signs programs possible, Lord. You know who they are, Lord, and you also know their every need. Bless them abundantly, Lord God. Amen. And please, Lord, continue to bless all the listeners as you touch them with your true truth tonight and expose the false. Speak to those, Lord, also whom you would have send support. Amen and amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news. With my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Little change in Capitol Hill spells death knell for religious freedom bill. Not much is changing on Capitol Hill these days. in the wake of the 2012 elections. That's bad news for those who hope change would come in time to rescue a religious freedom bill languished in the Senate. This bill would create a special envoy that would address religious freedom issues in the Near East and South Central Asia. But hope is fading and time is running out. If that bill is not brought to a vote in the Senate before the end of the year, then this session of Congress ends, the bill dies. And if we want to pass this bill again, we have to reintroduce it in both the House and the Senate in the next session of Congress. My, oh my. Continuing. Obama decision puts America on trajectory towards financial mega disaster. The reelection of Barack rewarmed Obama was more than the mere selection of one man over another. It was an endorsement of a set of economic policies that are now launching America into a trajectory that can only end in economic disaster. With the election now etched in the history books, America has endorsed an endless government spending spree that can no longer be held in check. There is only one outcome now for the United States of America, a grand finale blowout of money creation, hyperinflation, collapse, and tyranny. This point is not a debate, it's a mathematical fact, just as 2 plus 2 equals 4. Continuing. Heart disease danger. Vast majority of American medical patients are given wrong drug doses. Cardiology researchers at the Intermountain Medical Heart Institute say they found startling evidence that millions of Americans with coronary artery heart diseases are at an increased risk for serious problems like uncontrollable bleeding and developing blood clots. The reason? The drugs they are taking as prescribed by their doctors are the wrong dose for their bodies. The new study just released at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions in 2012, Los Angeles, California, suggests that vast numbers, in all about 75% of heart disease patients, taking two common blood-thinning drugs appear to be receiving the wrong dosage levels. So why is this a problem? Because too small of a dose, the drugs don't prevent clots and comes with side effects, which can include stomach pain, nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, vision changes, and seizures. At too high a dose, the big pharma meds can cause life-threatening internal bleeding. Watchman comment, do I have to say I told you so? Do you believe my warnings now? Continuing. The egg is slowly cracking. It's called nullification. If the central government passes a law that exceeds its ceiling of power as described in the U.S. Constitution, the individual states have a right to refuse to obey it. Wyoming, Montana, Alabama did exactly that. They passed ballot measures essentially stating that the federal government can't force their citizens to purchase mandated health insurance called Obamacare. A trend is slowly building. States standing up for their rights are deciding to slough off federal control. What will the feds do in Montana, Wyoming, and other places when they decide it's time to reinforce Obamacare on these rebels? Will they stage a massive show of force like they did at Ruby Ridge or Waco? Watchman comment. My. It looks like what I said could happen before the election. Is a new civil war brewing? My. Sure looks it. How will an escalation be managed, and with what consequences? Does Barack rewarmed Obama really want a showdown that could awaken a sleeping giant? Continuing. Obama calls the United States a former colony. In his re-election victory speech, USA President Barack rewarmed Obama referred to the United States as a singular former colony, which was incorrect as the United States was actually composed of 13 separate colonies prior to gaining independence from Britain. Watchman comment, Obama is not an American. He knows nothing about America, and I extremely doubt Obama even cares one bit whether he knows anything or not about America, because he's not an American. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. And another Do You Believe My Warnings Yet report. Turn them over. Feinstein moves to ban all assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, and pistol grips. The agenda no longer needs to be hidden from the public view, with President Barack wormed over Obama, winning another term, and Democrats taking control of the Senate. The move to fundamentally change America from within has begun with a vengeance. What is being proposed by Feinstein is the most significant attack on the Second Amendment in history. It would essentially ban thousands of firearms and require gun owners to turn them over to the federal government. It is purported the bill would eliminate any grandfathering, which means you cannot keep the guns covered by the bill, and the bill also bans sales of weapons in personal possession. Watchman comment, this is reminiscent of what Hitler and Nazi Germany did. Do you believe me? I told you all this would come about if Obama was elected. They simply are in your face with it now, and you cannot say I did not warn you. Less than a day after Obama's election, the U.S. backed a U.N. treaty to regulate arms. Obama purposely delayed the talks during the election season. The U.N. General Assembly's Disarmament Committee moved quickly after Obama's win to approve a resolution calling for a new round of talks around March 18th to 28th, next year, 2013. It passed with 157 votes in favor at the UN, none against, and 18 abstentions. The Obama administration insists they will not accept any treaty that infringes on the constitutional rights of American citizens. My friends, they are lying, just like their democratic, communist, socialist counterparts like Russia, China, North Korea, etc., etc. Continuing. U.S. nuke security procedures compromised. Investigation reveals guards given answers to proficiency test. An inspector general for the U.S. Department of Energy says guards responsible for securing the nation's most critical nuclear weapons laboratory were able to cheat on tests of their knowledge of proper security procedures with the government's help, no less. The issue was described as scary by Judicial Watch, the Washington-based government corruption watchdog. My. Continuing. Congress warned drones would chill Americans' rights. Expose intimate details to the roving eyes of the government. A congressional panel has been told by a privacy organization that using drones for broad, untargeted surveillance would chill speech and suppress the rights of Americans. And the logical way to protect those rights is to require search warrants for the eyes in the sky to be going over private Americans' heads and spying on them. Watchman comment, just another 666 thing. I warned you about before the election that would get worse if Obama was reelected. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Almost half of all Atlantic salmon are being killed by parasites. Nearly 40% of Atlantic salmon are being killed by parasites, researchers believe. A study found that 39% of the fish are being lost to the parasite salmon louse, which spreads from fish to fish and feeds on surface tissue. The true mortality figure could be as high as 55%. My. They want you to become dependent on the food that you can only get with the mark 666. Continuing. Four more drones. Robot attacks are on deck for Obama's next term. When USA President Barack rewarmed Obama took office, drone strikes were a once-in-a-while thing, with an attack every week or two. Now, they're the centerpiece of a global U.S. counterterrorism campaign. Obama institutionalized the strikes to the point where he could hand off to the next president an efficient bureaucratic process for delivering death by robot practically on autopilot. Now he's the next president. Welcome to Obama's second-term agenda for dealing with the world. Watchman comment, don't you think he might have known that he would be a second-term president? I don't think this election was an election at all, as I've said before. It was a shoe-in, which means it was rigged. Continuing. Cesium in fish off Fukushima not declining. Tokyo. Radioactive cesium levels in most kinds of fish caught off the coast of Fukushima haven't declined in the year following Japan's nuclear disaster, a signal that the seafloor or leakage from damaged reactors must be continuing to contaminate the waters, possibly threatening fisheries for decades, researchers are saying. Though the vast majority of fish tested off Japan's northeast coast remain below recently tightened limits of cesium-134 and cesium-137, 137 in food consumption. Watchman comment, lies. They are only lower because the so-called safe limits have been raised up to cover the high levels of the radiation problem. Do you understand that? They're saying that the radiation had tightened limits. So that's what they're talking about. Radiation levels are actually high, very high. The oceans of the world are contaminated. As this report insinuates, the radiation contamination continues. Continuing with the next report. Poll says nearly one-third of Americans would accept TSA body cavity search in order to fly. Majority of American adults think a new law making it illegal to disobey the order of a TSA agent in any public place is reasonable. The shock results emphasize the level of indignity Americans are willing to tolerate in order to travel, especially to fly and get there quicker. That's the American society, isn't it? Get there fast. Watchman comment, although I've been commenting, do they realize what body cavity searches involve? They are invasive and degrading, and it would make a person feel like a pervert to submit to non-doctors doing something only perverts do behind closed doors. But then there are many perverts in the TSA, and they are going to enjoy it. But I bet you won't. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air, your love gifts, no matter how small, are so very important as they make it possible for you to hear signs, and you are also blessing others so they can hear signs. Please pray if the Lord is touching your heart, and please, please respond by writing signs. Are you ready to write it? Here it comes. Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, zip code 13797. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want to. But I promise I will not bug you for more offerings if you include your address. I don't write and ask for offerings. Just please know, I only ask for support on the air, as God has told me to do it that way, and I always obey the Lord. Will you obey Him if you hear from Him to help support this program? I thank you for writing. God bless you. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Two Types of Soldiers. Mark chapter 10, verses 44 and 45. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. My dear listening friends, I hope you enjoy this little devotional story, as I thought it was quite interesting and a very teachable story. Just keep your ear open and your heart open, and you may learn some things about life. A non-commissioned officer was directing the repairs of a military building during the American Revolution. He was barking orders to the soldiers under his command, trying to get them to raise a heavy wooden beam. As the men struggled in vain to lift the beam into place, because there was not enough of them, a man who was passing by stopped to ask the one in charge why he wasn't helping the men get it up there. With all the pomp of an emperor, the soldier responded, "Sir, I am a corporal." "You are you?" replied the passerby. "I was not aware of that." Then taking off his hat and bowing, the passerby said, "I ask your pardon, corporal." Then that passerby stranger walked over and strained with the soldiers to help lift that heavy beam. After the job was finished, he turned and said, "Mr. Corporal, when you have another such job and have not enough men, send for your commander-in-chief, and I will come and help you a second time." The corporal was thunderstruck. The man's name was General George Washington. We all, my friends, want to be honored, respected, and appreciated. It's a human thing. We want it so badly sometimes that we try to demand it and that's not good. The fact is that these things cannot be demanded or even requested. True honor, respect, and appreciation only come one way, when we become servants. My dear listening friends, let's ask the Lord to help us to become the servants He would desire. After all, He did set a great example by laying down His life for us, did He not? The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. Get ready, get ready, get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Unto you, my friends, and unto all the world and all the churches. Now I'll preach altar call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to bow your head right now. You need to make a commitment right now. Because the day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us until the end time comes. And there'll be no more time. And you will be in the lake of fire without Jesus Christ. And say with me today, Jesus, you're my Lord. Jesus, you're my Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to Frequency 5070. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern on 5070 every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You calculate your time. Here is the address, one more time, to check what you wrote before. SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797. My dear friends, there wasn't any call-ins last week, so I have no call-ins to play, but I'll read you a letter that I have received. Dear Brother Johnson, I hope I have your name right. You do, my friend. I most recently started picking up your evening program. I am on disability and SSI, 64 plus years, white-haired, with very sore bones. Please keep me in your prayers. My friends, there is someone who is hurting herself, yet she saw the value of this program, and she sent an offering. So I want to pray for her right now. Dear Lord, please be with my dear sister Pat. Father, heal her body. Help her to get where she needs to go and to have a good place to live and feel a little more secure. Bless her, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, and bless her heart, Father, for that offering that I know is like the two widows' mite. She just didn't really have it, but she gave it. Bless her, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. My, oh my, my dear friends, that letter touched my heart. It was 2 pages long. I only gave you a little portion of it. So do you have a pen and paper ready? I'm about to give you my virtual recorder number slow enough for you to write it down or even dial it as I say it. I'm only going to say the number once, so please do not forget to tell me your state. I need to know how far this program reaches out tonight. Are you ready? Here comes that number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs of the Times International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days, end times, and the return of Jesus Christ for His church. Amen. I sincerely appreciate all those who send their love gifts to help keep this program on the air. I guarantee you will be blessed because this is God's program, not mine. Amen and amen. Signs listeners are the best. They help me get the true truth out to the world.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.